Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories. Oh, what joy, they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church.
Good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, here again, as we come, we give you thanks for this day, Father. We praise your name for the things you've done with us through this day, and the things you've given to us. Now, Father, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to give us knowledge and wisdom of this word, and to give us, Father, truth and a greater understanding of your word. So, Father, that we are not to be deceived, that we are to walk upright and upon that pathway of righteousness. Now, Father, I'm asking that you be with us throughout this study. And may the Holy Spirit come forward now so that the words are not mine, but yours, as we study here this evening. And I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, we're going to be in chapter 10 of 1 Samuel. And we're going to be studying about Saul's becoming king and the things that are happening before time. And now here in chapter 10, verse 1, it says, then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? Now Samuel's calling this as him being anointed and all to be captain of the Lord's inheritance. But that's not what the Lord is wanting to use him for. Now, two. When thou art departed from me today, and thou shalt find two men by Rachel's, pardon me, by Rachel's sepulcher in the border of Benjamin, out at Zelza. Oh, got something tickling my nose. Now, and they will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found. Lo, thy father has left the care of the asses and sold it for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? But he's telling Saul here that he's to be the captain, that he's sending him to this place, and he's telling him also that he's coming later. He's telling why he's sending all of this. But some of this, Saul is just not going to do. Some of he's going to disobey. Anyway, we'll get to that a little later. Now, here in verse 3, then shalt thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet the three men going up to God in Bethel, one carrying three kids and another carrying three loaves of bread and another carrying a bottle of wine. They will salute thee and give thee two loaves of bread which thou shalt receive of their hands. You see, Samuel's telling him all this. And you're now here in 5. This is why Samuel is considered the prophet. But then he has also been called a seer. Now 5, after that, thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines, and it shall come to pass, when thou art come together to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a upholstery and a tablet and a pipe and a harp before them, they shall prophesy. Now, 6. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. Well, you know, that coming of the Spirit of the Lord upon Saul would equip him to do the task for which the Lord had him anointed for. Now, 7. And it be, when these signs are coming to thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings and to sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days shall thou tarry till I come to thee and show thee what thou shalt do. Now Samuel's given Saul instructions concerning further sacrifices at Gilgal, and a command that he was subsequently to disobey. 9. And it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart and all those signs came to pass that day. You see, although many of them believed that Saul had a valid conversion experience, that the term of another heart needed not to be construed as anything more than actually a divine equipping of Saul with an inner ability for performing the duties of the kingship for which he had been anointed. Now, but God is equipping him more now than Samuel had. He's already giving another heart, a new heart. Now here in 10. And when they came together to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. Now, he's prophesying. 11. And it came to pass, when all that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets. Then the people said one to another, what is this that is come unto the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? Now they're looking at him as going to be a prophet because he did do some prophesying. But you know, today we're not hearing much about prophets, are we? And yet, in the New Testament times, God has told you and I that he's going to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. And he tells us, he says, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. But you know, prophecy doesn't just mean foretelling of future things to come. Prophecy is also the sharing of God's word with others, and all of the children of God should prophesy. But in today's churches, they're really not doing it. For one, it's not explained to them. They know very little about it, or even the meaning of it. Now here in 12, and one of the same answered and said, but who is their father? Therefore, it became a proverb. Is Saul also among the prophets? 13. And when he had made an end of prophesying, he came to the high place. Now this high place is where they are to meet. 14. And Saul's uncle said unto him and to his servant, whither went ye? And he said, to seek the asses. And when we saw that they were nowhere, we came to Samuel. 15. And Saul's uncle said, tell me, I pray thee, what Samuel said unto you. Now, he's asked Saul what Samuel said to him. And Saul said unto his uncle, he told us plainly that the asses were found, but of the matter of the kingdom whereof Samuel spake, he told him not. Now all the things that Samuel had told him about the kingdom and what was to take place, and especially even for him, he didn't tell his uncle. 17. And Samuel called the people together unto the Lord to Mizpah, and said unto the children of Israel, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt and delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians and out of the hands of all kingdoms and of them that oppress you. And we know that from the moment he led them out of Egypt, all through their journey, he took care of their every need. Yet they were complaining and murmuring all the while. And then when Moses went up on the mountain to be with God, because he was gone longer than they thought he should be, they decided they was not going to worship the Lord anymore. They wanted their own God, and they had Aaron to make that golden calf. And then they threw a wild party. And it was really a wild party with all kinds of evil and mischief going on. And God got upset with it. And when Moses came down and saw what was going on, he threw the tablets down, the Ten Commandments that God had written, to give to him, and broke them. Then he went down, took that golden calf, crushed the tablets and all, and fixed it so the people would have to drink it. But you see, God wasn't finished yet. He caused an earthquake to open the ground there where they were, and 23,000 of them were lost. No mistake about it. When we don't obey God and his word, there is a price to be paid. And I praise and thank God every day that Jesus paid the price for me to be able to walk in righteousness with him and the Father and the Holy Spirit, to make a way to spend eternity with them in heaven. We're going to be getting into more about that as we go through the Gospels, the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We're going to be getting into a lot more about that. 19. And you have this day rejected your God, who himself saved you out of all your adversities and your tribulations. And ye have said unto him, nay, but set a king over us. Now, therefore, present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and by your thousands. And when Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was taken. And when he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Matra was taken, and Saul, the son of Kish, was taken. And when they sought him, he could not be found. They were looking for him. Now he couldn't be found. Now 22. Therefore they inquired of the Lord further, if the man should yet come thither. And the Lord answered, behold, he has hid himself among the stuff. Didn't say what stuff, just said the stuff. 23. And they ran and fetched him thence. And when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. In other words, most of the people only came shoulder high to him, made him a neck and head taller. 24. And Samuel said unto all the people, see ye him whom the Lord hath chosen, that there is none like him among all the people? And all the people shouted and said, God save the king. This is what they have been asking for. Then Samuel told the people the manner of the kingdom and wrote it in a book and laid it up before the Lord. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. And Saul also went home to Gilgal, and there went with him a band of men whose hearts God had touched. Now, 27. But the children of Belial said, how shall this man save us? And they despised him and brought him no presents, but he held his peace. He held his peace. Now we have come to the end there of chapter 11. Chapter 10. We're going to be going in to chapter 11. Now, here in verse 1 of chapter 11, then Nahash, the Amorite, came up and encamped against Jabesh, Gilead, and all the men of Jabesh said unto Nahash, make a covenant with us, and we will serve thee. And Nahash, the Amorite, answered them, on this condition will I make a covenant with you, and I may thrust out all your right eyes and lay it for a reproach upon all Israel. Now here he is wanting to take all of their right eyes to make them half blind. And then he'd make the contract with them. Verse 3. And the elders of Jabesh said unto him, give us 7 days respite, that we may send messengers unto all the coast of Israel. And then if there be no man to save us, we will call out to thee. They're afraid, but they're also afraid to give in and go to the Amorites. 4. Then came the messengers to Gilgit of Saul and told the tidings in the ears of the people. And all the people lifted up their voices and wept. This Gilgit was Saul's hometown and became his base also of operation as he was to function. And it was to be Israel captive, and the city failed. The chief fact will illustrated by the archaeologist excavations that had been undertaken there and through this time. Now, 5. And behold, Saul came after the herd out of the field, and Saul said, what aileth the people that they weep? They told him the tidings of the men of Jabesh. 6. And the Spirit of God came upon Saul when he heard those tidings, and his anger was kindled greatly. And he took a yoke of oxen and hewed them in pieces and sent them throughout all the coasts of Israel by the hands of messengers, saying, whosoever cometh not forth after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done unto his oxen. And the fear of the Lord fell on the people. They came out with one consent. We're all out there now for the one purpose. 8. And when he numbered them in Bezek, the children of Israel were 300,000. Quite a few men in. And the men of Judah, 30,000. They said unto the messenger that came, thus shall ye say unto the men of Jabesh Gilead, tomorrow by that time the sun be hot, ye shall have health. And the messengers came and showed it to the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Therefore, the men of Jabesh said, tomorrow we will come out unto you, and you shall do with us all that seemeth good unto you. Oh, but you see, something's going on, isn't it? Now, 11. And it was so on the morrow that Saul put the people in three companies. And they came into the midst of the host in the morning watch and slew the Amorites until the heat of the day. And it came to pass that they which remained were scattered, so that two of them were not left together. They had really scattered out. Now, 12. And the people said unto Samuel, who is he that said, shall Saul reign over us, bringing the men that we may put them to death? And Saul said, there shall not a man be put to death this day. For today the Lord has wrought salvation in Israel. He gave them victory now. But you see, these people are still wanting to holler and complain because of the lack of understanding. Now, 14. Then said Samuel to the people, come and let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there. 15. And all the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. And there they sacrificed sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord. And there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. He has now been made king, as the Lord told Samuel to do. It has been done. We have come to the end of chapter 11, and we're going to stop there for this evening. And God willing, we can pick up there in the morning. We've got one more day to be in the Old Testament, and then we'll be back in to the Gospels. So let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, we close your word. And we thank you for this word, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Father, I am thankful for the time that you have given me, Father, to spend in this word with others, to share your word, your love, so that others can receive and understand and learn about you, Father, about the Lord Jesus Christ, about the Holy Spirit, and about mankind. But most of all, they need, Father, a great understanding of your word. We have too many churches closing, Father. Just the other day, I heard of another church closed. They're closing these churches, Father, and nobody is saying anything about them. They're not trying to do anything with them at all. They're just shutting the doors and going about their own ways. Because man and Father has weakened and walked contrary to your word. And our churches, Father, are falling every day. And those that are left are growing weaker because mankind, we just don't have enough labor, Father, in the field that we should have. My prayer is, Father, that we can gain more labors to work in the field, to bring more out of darkness and into light, that light being the Lord Jesus Christ, to bring this nation back, Father, into repentance and get it back upon the foundation in which it was founded. And its people here in this nation, Father, back into the church, and the church back into your word, not man's way of thinking and what man wants. Father, but what you want and want done. Now, Father, be with us. May thy Holy Spirit never let us go. I pray for all of those, Father, that are studying your word. I'm praying that they stay close with you, with the Lord Jesus Christ, making him, Father, their way, because he is the way. He is the only way. There is no other. And Father, your saints, wherever they are, I pray for them. I pray that the Holy Spirit will keep them in health, keep them safe, and take care of their needs. I pray for Israel and Jerusalem, for peace, but for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And this land, Father, I pray for it to be put back on the foundation to which it was founded, that being your word in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray now, Father, for Sister Amy, her husband Tom, her son Jacob, for Kenny Powers, for Dennis Lee, for James Taylor, for Bobby and Millie Johnson, Father, for Alex Stone, for myself, and all of our families. May the Holy Spirit work within our families. We all have family members that are walking in darkness. Holy Spirit, Help us to bring them out of darkness unto the light. And that light being the Lord Jesus Christ, so that none be lost, and all can make heaven their home. Now, as we separate for this evening and through the night, keep us all in health. Keep us safe. May we rest in peace through the night, Father. Wake in the morning refreshed and back into your word at 10 a.m. Eastern time. Now, Father, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a great evening. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. Good evening now, and bye-bye.